The company that made the stealth bomber wants to go into the international AIDS business. Northrop Grumman is one of several major contractors, including military contractors, pursuing a $7 billion grant from the United States government. That's a contract to supply AIDS drugs to developing countries. Some health workers are asking if the bidders are the right ones for the job. Others say it may take companies that big to get the job done. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
The president's emergency plan for AIDS relief, first announced in 2003, has so far gotten treatment to 25,000 people with AIDS in developing countries. The administration is now soliciting proposals for a supply system that would quickly scale up the delivery of medicines to 2 million people. It will be the largest contract for international health services ever. For the next 5 years, $7 billion will be committed to procure, track, and transport vast quantities of anti-AIDS drugs and other medical supplies and equipment to 15 countries in Africa, the Caribbean, and Vietnam. Carl Stecker is the director of AIDS Treatment Programs for Catholic Relief Services, one of the largest international relief and health organizations. Even before a draft of the request for proposals for that contract was posted, Stecker started to get visits from defense contractors.
We've been approached by DynCorp, we've been approached by Northrop Grumman. The time that we met with Northrop Grumman, they were accompanied by JSI, John Snow Incorporated. We've been approached by Crown Agents, which is a pharmaceutical organization that helps with the consolidation of pharmaceuticals and shipping and distribution.
Northrop Grumman has signed up John Snow Incorporated and Management Sciences for Health. They are two of the largest U.S. health management companies now working in developing countries. Defense contractor DynCorp teamed up with the country's largest drug distributor, McKesson Robbins. None of the defense or health companies would comment on these arrangements for the record. Like many companies considering a bid on this contract, they are diverse, involved not only in weapons development, but logistics and information technology. Companies like Chemonix, Defense Systems, and IBM have also been visiting international health organizations. Again, Carl Stecker.
When the presentations were made to us about who they are and what they do, they were upfront about, you know, yes, we've made F-16s, yes, we've done, you know, other traditional defense contracting type things, but we want you to know that we've been involved in healthcare and we've been doing it since 19-blank-blank-blank, you know, in the 80s, 70s, wherever.
Stecker says Catholic Relief Services is already part of the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief. It declined the invitations to join a company, but is willing to talk to any company about its experiences, explaining, for example, that it can take months to get drugs from port of entry through customs overland to a hospital or clinic in the hinterlands. But buying billions of dollars worth of medicine and warehousing them and transporting them from point A to 15 countries, he says, is way out of the Catholic Relief Services league.
Yeah, every time I say it, I say it's for $7 billion. Seven with a B, billion. You know, it's just unfathomable that any agency is going to get $7 billion. And I think one of the big attractions to this is that dollar figure.
The $7 billion represents the value of the contract, with payment contingent upon performance, how many orders for drugs there are, and how many ultimately are delivered between now and 2008. Stephen Morrison, the director of Africa programs for the Center for Strategic International Studies, is not surprised that defense companies are interested.
They're companies that are there to make a profit. They can diversify their portfolio and move into another field. In terms of reputational benefits, this is an area where you're saving lives and sustaining lives on a mass scale. It's a priority within U.S. foreign policy, which they can be identified with. And if they perform well, there's the promise that this will expand.
An official from one company who didn't want to be identified insists that many of the people who work for them were formerly with the U.S. military and are motivated by public spiritedness. In technical terms, this is a supply chain management contract. Morrison says it is an extension of work he's seen them perform in Sierra Leone, Liberia, Bosnia, and now Sudan. There, they trained peacekeepers, built camps for refugees, provided the sanitation and the food supply. Public health experts who've worked for decades in AIDS domestically and internationally, like Jean McGuire of Northeastern University, understand that the logistics of treating 2 million people is terribly complicated, but she is still troubled by the prospect of working with some of these companies.
What does it mean for us to be investing this level of resources in the defense industry-related entities to achieve our international AIDS efforts? And how close are we potentially moving towards having this become the Halliburton of AIDS relief?
McGuire sees this approach as the price of unilateralism and a refusal of the administration to join other multilateral efforts by the World Health Organization and the Global Fund to Fight AIDS.
There's an absence of where are our partners in this, and are we potentially going it alone because of our own interest, not just in the projects and contracts that we already have in the various countries, but because of the interest in the suppliers and the pharmaceuticals that are based here.
McGuire is among a number of international AIDS experts who have been approached by defense contractors and subcontractors who asked to include her resume in a proposal.
Shame on me that I wasn't stopping for a moment and saying, well, exactly what is the venture that I'm engaging with here and who are the partners?
Initially, Carl Stecker of Catholic Relief Services had the same reaction.
On the other hand, when you look at how complicated it is to, say, make an F-16, and I'm just imagining this, it must take hundreds of thousands of parts and hundreds, if not thousands, of individual small contracts to pull that thing together and to finally end up with that equipment. If they've got the ability to do that, maybe they are the right kind of an organization.
Here's the rub. The defense industry is notorious for cost overruns and inefficiency. Some who work in international development worry that in some instances they've overstepped their boundaries. Dr. Mark Dybul, the assistant to the U.S. Global AIDS Coordinator at the State Department, says the department doesn't know which companies are competing for the contract.
We don't have any objections to whoever can get the job done. You know, we have said from the beginning and will continue to say anyone who can contribute in the fight against AIDS ought to contribute in the fight against AIDS. And whoever can get the humanitarian job done in the most cost-effective way to ensure that there's as many resources possible for as many people is what we should be doing.
He says the final version of the request for proposals is expected to be issued next week. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.